Canticle for Leibowitz. Here continues the chronicle, set down daily by the brethren of Isaac Edward Leibowitz, in their abbey in the desert of the Southwest. Quote, in the year of our Lord 3174, the labors of this community bore their first fruits. For in that year it came to pass that signs and tokens were manifest how the world might cast off the mantle of darkness and put on again the armor of light, the light of learning, which all had long rejected, yea, these 1200 years, save only the monks of our order, who in their generations have preserved the writings from of old. Nor had our labor been in vain, for in the world there were some now once again who esteemed knowledge and valued understanding, to whom the memorabilia of our order were a treasure to be greatly sought. They would seek out Holy Church as a source of knowledge, even as they sought out kings and governors as a source of wealth. Still, it was an age of strife, and the tribes warred often, and every man's life might hang on the word of his prince. And if peace was established, none could say it would last. Unquote.
A party at the court of King Hannigan II. The papal representative, Monsignor Marcus Apollo, is present. Apollo is convinced war is imminent. King Hannigan's messenger has returned with his skin intact from a mission to the tents of Mad Bear. Supposedly, the emissary's mission had been to tell Mad Bear that the civilized states at Hannigan's urging had entered into an agreement concerning disputed lands and would hereafter wreak stern vengeance on Mad Bear for any further raiding activities. But no man carried such news to Mad Bear and came back alive.
So, let me caution you about this person, Don Taddeo.